Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in World of Warcraft.
Better fucking play so good you've never played that good before! The next idiot fuck who goes and aggroes something he ain't supposed to is not getting any fucking item for the next 2 fucking weeks, not to mention 200 minus fucking DKP! Is that enough fucking motivation for you to fucking play proper? And if you fucking complain about it, I'll fucking kick you out of the guild! Luckily, I have enough energy drink to keep me very fucking hyperactive and screaming at your lazy fucking asses for fucking it up! From now on, nobody goes AFK, nobody falls the fuck asleep, and everybody plays fucking good, or you ain't getting shit!
Hey freaks, it's Friday, March 21st, 2008. Coming up on the program today, naked elderly drivers, a triple threat, plus crucified over 22 times. Who's your Jesus now, bitch? And festive crack. Fun and addictive. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is The Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Friday podcast. I have a great show for you today. Actually, shows. If you're a Sideshow member, I've got a bonus full-length episode of DV coming your way a little bit later today. So if you're not a member, sign up now. $5 a month, $50 a year, superfreaksideshow.com. You get 2 times the distortion today, I guess. 2 times the stupidity. And I've got another stupid video I found that I'm going to share with you guys, so sign up now. Before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, as always, I've got some audio for you, but today's audio comes from a couple of freaks who sent me a piece of mail. Meg and Jason. Where the fuck is their letter? Here it is. They're from New Mexico, and I just checked my post office box the other day. I just set up that new post office box a few weeks ago. And Meg and Jason write in. They say, after several years of loyally listening to Distorted View, we now bestow upon you the gift of the music of Doris Luan for submission into the Linda Finkel Hall of Fame. Use it wisely. Well, thank you very much. And after listening to Doris Luan on my way home from the post office, I'm thinking about renaming the Linda Finkel Hall of Fame the Doris Luan Hall of Fame, because this is really some of the worst music I've ever heard in my life. Especially because she wants to be treated as a serious artist. Like, she expects you to take her music seriously, and after you hear this first track, you're gonna wonder, is this a joke? It's called For You Are My Junkie, and this was written for her boyfriend, Samuel Luan, right? Apparently he's a junkie, and she's okay with that. And then the second song that I'm gonna play for you is just like, I guess, a normal love song, or maybe I think she dedicated it to her dad. So I guess it's sort of a sad song, but let's take a listen to the first track, For You Are My Junkie. Really, can you take any musical artist seriously that uses a Casio pre-programmed musical background as their music? Yeah.
First of all, this song goes out for every race, because in every race, there is a junkie. And for my race,
certainly true.
I am Hispanic. And I make this song personally for my junkie.
Okay. This goes out to her junkie.
Come over here. Let me take all your fears. I know you're scared. Why don't you let me? Share all your fears, for you are my junkie.
Okay.
Let's share our emotions. I don't need money or things.
At least, like, Linda Finkel has real, like, music in the, like, instruments being played in the background.
For you are my junkie.
Not this repetitive bullshit.
For you are my junkie. How many women out there have had a junkie?
Me. I'm raising my
hand. There's nothing to be ashamed of. There's no limit to love.
All right. Okay. So there's Doris Luan. And of course, I'm going to post these on the sideshow so you guys can actually download the full versions of For You Are My Junkie. In this song, I'm Looking at You. Again, she's putting that Casio to use. Sounds like a sweet song. Schwab. Schwab.
When I look at you, I must cry. When I look at you,
not hold a note.
Because I can't hide looking at you, looking at you. I wish I can stand by your side looking at you.
I hope I get married. This is going to be my song.
Looking at you.
The dance too.
For you were everything, but couldn't win.
Couldn't win.
But in the beginning, you didn't fit in.
All right, enough of that. For you sideshow freaks, like I said, I will post the MP3s for you so you can check them out for yourself. You know, I was listening to these in the car on the way home, and I thought these songs were like 6 minutes long because they just keep going on and on. They're actually only like 3 minutes, but it feels like a fucking eternity when you're listening to it. But thank you very much, Meg and Jason. The album artwork for Doris Luan's CD is fantastic, and I'm going to scan it, and it's going to be today's album artwork because it involves like a Corvette and Jesus and, of course, Doris Luan and her pretty face. So there you go. Again, thanks, Megan, Jason. Now, before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, I have one more piece of audio for you. I thought we'd check in with our old friend, C.B. Walker. And again, the poor guy just can't get anything done.
Uh-huh. It's me. I'm taking over. Montel, you better give me a call. Stop fooling around here. Good evening.
Hi. May I please get a psychic reading?
You absolutely can.
All right, things seem to be going well.
Hello?
I said you can.
I'm sorry. Can you speak a little louder?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Hi. May I please have a psychic reading?
Absolutely, my friend. Okay. Could you turn down your television?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm going to help you here. What is your first name, my friend?
Peter.
How does he say first name? First.
I'm going to help you here. What is your first name, my friend?
Peter.
Yes. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Like in the Bible, Peter.
The biblical Peter.
Uh-huh. Wonderful.
Well, what's under your turban?
I tell you what's under my turban. My ass whooping is under my turban. You keep calling here fucking with me.
Like, he can't get a normal call in. And what's great is, when you listen, he gets so frustrated. Even, like, the normal calls that are like, can I get a psychic reading? He just hangs up on them. He's so angry with everyone. He automatically thinks everyone is, like, prank calling him.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to help people. That's all I want to do. But you call here acting a fool. You're wasting time here.
Yeah.
I got 10 minutes left in the show here. I'd like to help somebody. If you know somebody out there who needs my help, by all means, tell them to call me. Tell them to call me. Take a few seconds out of your time here. Got that gun up to your head. Just take a few seconds and call me. I'll be able to help you.
Yeah, he wants, like, people that are getting ready to commit suicide to call in.
Got that gun up to your head. Just take a few seconds and call me. I'll be able to help you. I'll be able to help you. About to shoot that heroin in your veins. Call.
I think he's trying to say heroin.
About to shoot that heroin in your veins.
The heroin. I'm going to shoot up some heroin tonight.
About to shoot that heroin in your veins. Call me here. I'll be able to help you. Anything other than that, please, by all means, sit there and watch the show. I just want to help people here. That's all I want to do.
Okay.
I mean you no harm.
Now, the more time he spends addressing the prank callers, the more prank callers he's going to get. He's getting them all riled up. All right, and then back to the phones he goes.
Yes!
He's so angry. He doesn't even know who's on the other end of the phone.
Yes!
Yes, what?
I would like to get my...
Yeah, gone somewhere off. Shit, I'll tell you what you could do.
She was going to say, I want my free psychic reading.
Yeah, gone yeah. somewhere off. Shit, I'll tell you what you could do. Get the hell off my damn phone. I know that's what I mean. I'm calling here. I'll tell you, these people here, I don't know what... Lord, have mercy. Goody!
He's like talking to himself.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Honey, are you there?
Yes.
Do you know what this show is about?
Yes.
What is it about?
Energy feeding.
Yes, so what is you doing calling here just saying hello and sitting on there?
That's what I want, my free psychic energy reading.
That's good, honey. Well, next time when you call, speak up. Can you do that?
No problem.
Uh-huh. Gone somewhere.
And he hangs up on her. All right, we'll see how one more telephone call goes.
Yes.
Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Shh, not now. I just hung up on you, fool. Good evening. Let me tell you something here. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to get on up out of here. We got 2 minutes left. 2 minutes. I am giving you one more chance. One more chance.
I think he has like a 30-minute show, and he can only really get to like one psychic reading per show, because the rest of them are like either pranks or CB just gets too frustrated with them. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted FXF news right now. Yes, just a quick reminder, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, why don't you sign up? It's only $5 a month, for Christ's sakes. That's less than a fucking value meal. It's less than Starbucks coffee. It's less than detergent for clothes, I think. Some brands, probably. I don't know. There might be some that are less, but I think you could probably find detergent that's more than $5. So, yes, in many cases, the Distorted View Sideshow is less than laundry detergent. I don't know why I picked laundry detergent, but, probably not the best example, but still, you get a lot for that $5. Extended shows, exclusive shows, like today, for instance, you get a whole extra episode of Distorted View. Plus, I'm going to be uploading a video. We did on Sunday, we did another exclusive show. We've done an extended show this week. Come on, I'm working my ass off for you freaks. The least you could do is sign up, support the show, so I don't go broke. I'd like to at least be able to afford laundry detergent, because, you know, apparently the prices are going through the goddamn roof. Again, $5 a month, $50 a year, superfreaksideshow.com. Oh, and I have another favor to ask of you. I think I talked about this on the sideshow, and I probably should mention it on the free side here, too. You know, a while ago on the show, I think it was last year sometime, we were talking about that crazy religious, I guess it was almost like a cult. It was a website where they talked about when you're having sex with someone, you're supposed to imagine them being Jesus. And they like to, and they write stories about having sex with Jesus and stuff. I don't have the link to that anymore. I can't find it anywhere. So if anyone knows of that website, please email me the link. I'd love to see what those freaks are up to. What can I say? I get off on stories where Jesus is banging some fat Christian doggy style. I got 3 quick stories for you today, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, speaking of Jesus, a man has been crucified for the 22nd time in a gruesome Easter ritual. It just wouldn't be Easter without the gruesome rituals. Devout Roman Catholic Reuben Enig-something donned a crown of thorns before being nailed to a cross. Oh, he volunteered to do this? You can't volunteer to be crucified. I mean, if Jesus really had a choice, do you think he would say, no, I want to do this? Please, make it as painful as possible. The 47-year-old decorator...
At least I'm not going to die because I'm a careless fairy.
Now, all of a sudden, I'm okay with this guy being crucified. He's an interior decorator? I mean, Jesus was a carpenter. Same ballpark, right? The 47-year-old decorator was the first of 19... I wonder if he decorated the cross that he was crucified on. Now, before I get crucified, this is how I want it. I want some nice earth tone fabrics just draped on the cross. I think when my blood starts dribbling down the fabric, it's going to create a dramatic effect. It's going to look fabulous. I think if we bedazzle some studs to really make it shimmer in the light, oh, fierce. It is going to look fierce. Yes. Where am I at here? I don't know. The 47-year-old decorator was the first of 19 men in this northern Philippines village of San Pedro Cutud, or whatever, who underwent the bloody Easter crucifixion ritual, an extreme form of penance by devotees wanting to thank God for answering their prayers. He missed the ritual once, 8 years ago, when he was struck down with stomach ulcers and his wife was taken ill. Quote, "It is painful and difficult, but I will continue doing this for as long as I can," the father of four said. "This is my pledge to God." Thousands of tourists brave the tropical heat to see the religious rites. The reenactment of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ is part of an annual spectacle and often shocks outsiders in this devoutly Roman Catholic nation. How did this stupid son of a bitch react to the crucifixion? Well, he screamed in agony, of course, as 18-centimeter metal nails were driven into both palms and feet while lying spread eagle over the cross. What? The wooden contraption was stood for about 5 minutes before it was hauled down again and the nails pulled out. The process was repeated for the other volunteers. The crucifixions were organized by the village council with the help from the national government's tourism department. I hope to God they include that in the brochures. The order of the crucifixions were done according to seniority, with energy, or whatever this guy's name is, first, because he had done it most in the past. So there you go. Now, what are you guys doing this Sunday? Easter egg hunt? I'm sorry, but if there is limited seating in heaven, we're all fucked. Eating marshmallow peeps is not going to win you any points with Christ. Second story we have for you today. This is a real short one. It comes from Pennsylvania. Police say a 64-year-old Perry County, Pennsylvania woman was naked and driving on the wrong side of the road, naturally, when she crashed into another vehicle. She was probably driving with the window down and those big, flappy pancake tits were flopping around and smacked her in the face and she was blinded and couldn't see where she was going. It all makes perfect sense to me. Yes, police say charges are pending against Susan Schumann of New Buffalo. Police didn't immediately explain why she was driving naked at about 9 a.m. on Thursday. It's gonna be kind of hard to explain that one. And even if by some miracle there's a logical explanation to why you were driving naked, you were still on the wrong side of the road and old, dangerous, and disgusting. Old people really have no reason to be on the road. If I ever become president, and I'm trying my hardest, we're going to have a designated hour where only old people can drive. Just for 1 hour. That way, if they need to go to the store, get their Metamucil or Fiber One or whatever the hell they take, or go to like an early bird special dinner, like maybe 3 p.m. Normal people don't need to be going anywhere at 3 p.m. That's when old people can do their business. And then, before and after, you know, they have an hour. After 4 p.m., it's illegal. And they are put to death immediately. Mandatory euthanasia immediately after an old person is found to be on the road after 4 p.m. or before 3 p.m. That, to me, is good policy. And I think, really, if I was going to become president, it's going to be hard for me to say, all right, anyone over 65 is immediately going to be put to death, like my, you know, original mandatory euthanasia campaign. This is a way we can sort of start it off. You know, you got to ease into it a bit. You know, they'll be breaking laws. Of course they should be put to sleep. All right, final story we have for you today. The luck of the Irish eluded five suspects who were charged with peddling green crack on St. Patrick's Day.
Beach sale crack!
Ma'am, step
Beach
back.
Beach sale crack!
Step back!
I like that one. Yes, this story comes from, oh Jesus, right here in Ohio. This was reported in the Columbus Dispatch. Agents with the Major Crimes Task Force conducted two controlled purchases of the residence of 47-year-old Kenneth Epps in Marietta. Agents twice observed Epps approached a van registered to a 44-year-old Paula Hadley and returned with crack cocaine. After the second sale was completed, a uniformed officer from the Marietta Police Department conducted a traffic stop near Glendale Road. Hadley had admitted to her part in the sale. Three other passengers in the van are also facing related charges. Who are those three other people?
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. All I gotta do is look up in the tree. Who else seen the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah! Oh, that would explain the green crack, a junkie's gold. For his involvement in the drug sales, Epps was charged with 2 fourth-degree felony counts of trafficking in cocaine. Hadley was charged with 2 counts of trafficking in cocaine.
Bitch, sell crack!
And possession of cocaine.
Bitch, sell crack!
Ma'am, step
Bitch,
back.
Bitch, sell crack!
Step back.
Yes, the crack seized during the arrest was colored with green food coloring in celebration of St. Patrick's Day, and also in an effort to avoid police detection. So, smart move. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, let's check in with my freaky deekies.
Tim, what's up? Captain Hansen here from Illegal Substance. You actually read a story today
on
Distorted View about...
Yeah, we talked about this yesterday. Captain Handsome was one of the guys who made the penis on the roof. And we played the audio from the news story yesterday and stuff like that. Let's hear it from his own mouth.
Penis on the roof. And I am one of the band members that actually pulled off that work of art. That little Picasso. So I also wanted to let people know if anybody was curious if they look for the obscene penis on rooftop causing quite a stir. You can Google that and you can find the actual news story. And then up in the right, you can click on the news and actually watch the story.
Yeah.
And if you go to
played a little bit of that on yesterday's show,
substance.com, you can go ahead and get an aerial view of that big bad monster. It's got little angry Asian eyes, and it's also got some big scary teeth. So I recommend everybody check that out, and just wanted to thank you for passing that story along.
No problem.
Also wanted to let you know about the news article, just in case you wanted to play any of that. You know, the ladies.
Well, we did that yesterday. I must have skipped over that voicemail yesterday.
Timmy, it's Brian from Royal Oak, Michigan, otherwise known as Lawson Blowjob. Who sent you a fax on this line? Really? What the fuck are they faxing you? Anyhow.
I've received a couple faxes, and it's all about refinancing my home or something. I don't know.
It's listening to the St. Patrick's Day show, and you're telling us that you're going to make Jagu t-shirts. My suggestion would be maybe get the website working. Tried to buy shit from you like 2 or 3 times. And
I know. Well, you know, that's through Cafe Press, and I don't want to do... I want to do with a different company. I want to go with someone else.
Hey, Tim. It's Santiago.
Santiago!
Just wanted to ask you something. I just listened to Butch Walker's album, Letters, and I kind of found it a little depressing compared to the other album I've listened to by him, Less of Self-Centered. So do you think it's kind of depressing too? Like, it's got a lot of ballads and...
Yeah. That album is really like... you know, and he's talked about it before, how it was sort of like what he was going through at the time. However, if you check out like his newest album... Butch Walker and the Let's Go Out Tonights, I mean, then it picks up a bit again. So yeah, I really like Left of Self-Centered, and I like Letters too, but you're right, like, the music is a little bit different, kind of a downer, but the newest album, Butch Walker and the Let's Go Out Tonights, it's actually called The Rise and Fall of Butch Walker and the Let's Go Out Tonights, those have some, you know, rocking songs again.
That song near the end where someone gets cancer and all that crap?
Yeah.
Like, oh, just... yeah, that's about it.
I know.
Keep it up.
Some of them are kind of heavy, so.
Tim, it's Adam from San Diego. It's been a long time, buddy, but I have bad news. You owe me money. You have been, well, maybe not you, but somebody has been charging me twice on the 7th and 8th each month for your sideshow. So that's $10 per month since December. I just now figured this out. So let's fix it so I don't have to send Louie out to break your fucking legs.
Well, you know, you have to do your part and cancel one of them because you've signed up twice like a retard. I mean, as much as I would love to have everyone's credit card information, it just doesn't work like that. It's all done through PayPal. So if you've clicked on the link, you know, twice because you're impatient or something, yeah, it'll sign you up twice, just like any other fucking website. But, yeah, if you email me, you have to let me know what it is, and I'd be happy to refund for the double account or whatever, even though you should have fucking paid closer attention before that. Oh, well.
I am happy, I am relaxed.
Laughing yoga. Yeah, we did that yesterday.
Hey, Tim, this is Thomas. I called you yesterday about this, but Joe Hedges has the Battle of the Bands going on.
Yes, I know. We put a link on yesterday's show notes, and we talked about it, so chill the fuck out already. God, listeners are annoying me today. All right. That's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in, oh, God, bitch, sell crack. Bitch, sell crack. Oh, Lord. Honey, you best not be doing that hair on. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. If you guys are Sideshow members, I got another show coming your way, plus a video cast. Otherwise, have a great weekend. Have a great Easter, and we'll see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody.